One of the world's biggest disaster relief agencies is calling for a radical change to risk management. The Red Cross says disaster preparation needs to become as normal as wearing a seatbelt. The agency says if nothing changes, relief costs will rise beyond the ability to pay for them and people will die unnecessarily. Tom Nightingale has our report.
Tracy Pannell was about 40 minutes away from her home in Denali in Tasmania's east as a bushfire approached the town a few years ago. She rushed home and grabbed some valuables, and her husband stayed to protect the home.
The fire did come right down within, I reckon, 50 metres of the house, and he defended the property as best he could. The farmer from across the road also came over and helped us defend the property. We lost all of our fences, but all of our main buildings and everything he was able to defend.
She describes the lack of preparation as a mistake she says she'll never make again.
You know, having the generator, which we already had, with no fuel. So we've got fuel sitting alongside ready for the generator for us, for having power. We're cleaning up the property already. And just having a bag that we could just pick up and run with, because a lot of stuff that I took wasn't really what was important. Just your basics, you know, not so much what was important to us, but just basics to live off of the property for a couple of days.
The Red Cross wants to reduce unpreparedness. Peter Walton from the Red Cross says the responses to recent storms across Australia and Hurricane Matthew in the Americas are examples of what's going wrong.
We estimate that there needs to be at least a fourfold national increase in disaster risk reduction. And when it's not just around government investment, it is around looking at investment patterns. Australian Red Cross is part of a business roundtable looking at disaster risk reduction, and that involves a whole range of companies, banking institutions, insurance companies, and we've submitted a report to the Productivity Commission, which has demonstrated that for investments of around about $250 million per year, the Australian economy could save $13 billion. So an economic case is being put up because we're spending about $9 billion a year in Australia on the cost of disasters, and that's forecast to double by 2030 and more than triple by 2050.
Peter Walton believes there's little choice.
In terms of where that funding comes from, there isn't an easy answer. It is actually trying to reorientate the overall societal approach to disasters, because we really are at a situation where the costs are rising beyond our ability to cope. Last year was the hottest year, and disasters are getting more frequent and much, much bigger. So it is really trying to reorientate the system so that we have better preparation and therefore can save lives and can save money.
Tracy Pannell says it's something everyone should do.
I'm looking at the moment at all the stuff that's down, and it wouldn't take much for it to burn again. So taken away from us is every October I'm already starting and saying, right, let's get this stuff getting going. Let's make sure we've got enough fuel where if we're locked off, we can keep fighting the fire.
Do you think it's something that does take a natural disaster, a bushfire, a flood, that sort of thing, before people make it more of a priority?
Yeah, most definitely. I think until you're faced with it, you actually don't think about it. It's no different to anything in life. You know, we're all busy and we all think, yeah, it will never happen to us. But once it does, I think it's just a gentle reminder, and you'll never forget to be prepared.
That's Tracy Pannell ending Tom Nightingale's report.